Recorded Books presents Racing Storm Mountain by Trent Reedy. Narrated by Matt Godfrey. Chapter 1. Kelton Fielding shivered in the biting cold, his worn sneakers pushing through the 2 inches of last night's new snow on the sidewalk. He tried to warm his hands by holding the breakfast burrito in his pocket. 2 blocks from home, he stopped and muttered a curse. Come on, man. The crusty old dude who lived on that corner in an ancient, rusted Airstream camper never shoveled his sidewalks. It had snowed a little every day since the opening of McCall's Winter Carnival last Friday. A great gift for the carnival, but not for Kelton. He would either have to go half a block back down the sidewalk to a cleared driveway and then walk in the street, or walk through the thick snow here, trying to step in his partially filled footprints from yesterday, snow falling down into his sneakers, leaving his feet cold and wet all morning. Okay, maybe it wasn't really that much of a hassle to go all the way around, but thing was, the guy kept this scrawny dog chained to a tree on a dirt patch in the backyard. Now, the dog made a dirty snow circle with his chain, running around, constantly barking. At least until Kelton approached the rickety wooden fence plastered with ugly, orange, no trespassing signs. As soon as the dog saw him, he quieted down and rushed as close to Kelton as his chain would allow, deep into the weed patch about 6 inches from the fence. "Hey, Scruffy," Kelton said quietly. One time the old man had burst out of his trailer, threatening to call the cops on Kelton for trespassing. Kelton glanced around to make sure nobody was watching him. Last thing he wanted was to get in trouble or be made fun of for hanging around a place like this. He reached through a gap in the fence to pet the dog. "How you hanging in there?" Scruffy wagged his matted tail and sniffed Kelton's fingers. Kelton laughed. "What? You hungry again?" Scruffy whined a little. Kelton scratched behind the dog's ears. There weren't a lot of human footprints behind the trailer. When did the old man ever feed this dog? Kelton pulled the burrito from his pocket, his mouth watering just looking at the thing. Mom had splurged on the good brand, the larger ones that would keep him full through most of the morning. He tore off a big, steaming chunk from one end, careful not to drop any egg or ham. "Okay, here you go, buddy." The first time Kelton had fed Scruffy like this, he'd been worried the dog would bite his fingers off to get the food, but Scruffy was careful. He was a real nice dog. In a second, the dog had eaten his chunk and was licking Kelton's fingers. "You're always hungry, aren't you?" Kelton's stomach growled as he took the first bite of his breakfast. Scruffy tilted his head, staring at the food. "Yeah, I know the feeling." He was sure that once again, he'd know that hollow emptiness later that morning as he waited for lunch. He handed the burrito to the desperate dog, who devoured it in seconds. Kelton petted Scruffy more, feeling his ribs. "We're finally living in a place that allows pets, but I can't be sure we're staying. Otherwise, I'd take you with me. Just steal you. I don't care." Kelton had thought about taking Scruffy home lots of times. Just grab the bolt cutters from the garage, hide them under his coat until he reached the fence, lean down, snip the little chain, and carry that dog home where he could be happy. It would be stealing. Fine. But the old man didn't pet that dog or nothing. Scruffy was stuck out there all alone, all the time, and it wasn't right. Snow had melted into Kelton's shoes again. "See you, Scruffy. I gotta go to school now." Kelton shivered, and Scruffy shook himself, rattling his chain. "Hang in there, buddy." Kelton rubbed his itchy eyes and continued toward school. Inside, Kelton did his best to scrape the snow from his sneakers on the big doormat. His old, worn-out, wet shoes squeaked on the shiny school floors. But even with his lightly squeaking footsteps, nobody paid attention to him that morning. Same as a lot of mornings. He tried to nod at Seth Rimmings and Milo Tanner, a couple of guys from the band and science fiction crowd that always hung out in the commons even after the bell rang to allow people to go down the hall to their lockers. Sometimes those two were pretty cool. But today they were too wrapped up talking to each other about a figure-based tabletop game they were always playing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?